Impeachment Managers Chosen for Senate Trial of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. By Bob Price on May 29, 2023. The Texas House of Representatives announced the appointment of 12 managers to present evidence in the Senate impeachment trial of Attorney General Ken Paxton. No date or schedule has been announced by the Senate. The Texas House announced on Monday that the trial managers for the impeachment of the Texas Attorney General will consist of 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats. The announcement follows Friday's impeachment vote in the House on 20 articles of impeachment. The House voted 121-23 in favor of impeachment, Breitbart Texas reported. "We will manage this process with the weight and reverence that it deserves and requires," Chairman Andrew Murr, our junction, told reporters during a Memorial Day press conference in the Texas House. "This is about facts and the evidence. It is not about politics." NBC Austin reported the following list of House managers. Representative Andrew Murr, our junction, Chair. Representative Ann Johnson, D. Houston, Vice Chair. Representative Charlie Guerin, R. Fort Worth. Representative Joe Moody, D. El Paso. Representative Terry Canales, D. Edinburgh. Representative Jeff Leach, R. Allen. Representative Oscar Longoria, D. Mission. Representative Morgan Meyer, R. Dallas. Representative Briscoe Kane, R. Houston. Representative Cody Vashut, R. Angleton. Representative David Spiller, R. Jacksboro. Representative Erin Elizabeth Gomez, D. Brownsville. The list of managers was approved by the members of the House in a vote of 136-4. The managers then walked across the Texas Capitol to the Senate chamber to deliver the 20 articles of impeachment. Articles of impeachment against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton are delivered to the Texas Senate #tslidgepic.twitter.com/tslsrocks2. Eleanor Dearman, at Ellie Dearman, May 29, 2023. The Texas Senate will determine the rules of the trial and the senators will act as jurors. The Dallas Morning News reported that Paxton's office presented senators with a thick packet of his defense. Republican senators reportedly refused to open the packet because they want the trial to be impartial and to see the evidence presented before making a decision on the impeachment. Ann Johnson, vice chair of the Impeachment Managers Committee, reacted to the news, telling reporters, "We expect, as this committee has thoughtfully engaged in the process with the highest level of integrity, that the individuals on the other side would realize dropping a binder on your potential jurors could be considered tampering or attempting to interfere with a lawful process." Chairman Murr told the reporters the trial in the Senate would likely follow rules similar to that of a civil or criminal trial. "You will see witnesses called placed under oath subject to both direct and cross-examination," Murr told reporters. "Rules of evidence are assumed to apply, and the parties through counsel would make arguments of counsel and objections." He emphasized that the process and the timing will be up to the Texas Senate to decide. Under the Texas Constitution, A.G. Paxton was immediately suspended from his position and Governor Greg Abbott can now appoint an interim attorney general. In the meantime, First Assistant Brent Webster is currently fulfilling the role of acting attorney general. Republicans also hold a 19-12 majority in the Texas Senate. The Texas Constitution requires a two-thirds majority of the senators who are present to convict and permanently remove Paxton from his elected position of attorney general. This means that 9 Republican senators would have to join with 12 Democrats to convict. The 20 articles of impeachment, attached below, include allegations that include the misapplication of public resources, bribery, and obstruction of justice, Breitbart Texas reported. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.